Father, I give you praise. I give you glory for us. Many are the sound of my voice, those signing in different media platforms and those on the prayer line. We say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Abba Father. Just raise our voice. I appreciate God for everything in your life. Father, I come to thank you for our family. Thank you for grace. Thank you for everything today. Jesus, you deserve the glory. You deserve the honor. Just welcome the Holy Spirit to lead us today. First minute standing in today, just welcome God's presence. Let the anointing be present for everybody that is going to sign in. Father, we thank you for your presence tonight, not by human being and might, not by power, but by the Spirit of the living God. Holy Spirit, move across our channels. As many are the sound of my voice, we say thank you, Father, for every person signing in. Jesus Christ, today is a day of to make history in our lives. Thank you, Jesus, Lord, for everything. To God be the glory. Just lay hand on your body and thank God for yourself. Thank God that you are able to sign in. Thank God that you have the grace of God to know Jesus Christ, to be able to pray and worship God. Raise our voice. Let's thank the Lord. Father, we begin by thanking you for our lives, our family, for the grace that we can sign in to call on the name of Jesus Christ. And we said, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. We're calling on Jesus Christ, coming by faith to present our lives before the Almighty. As many signing in today, Lord, I see a river, not just a stream. I see a swift river of grace. I see a floodgate opening. The floodgate of grace and favor is opening to as many that connect by faith around the world. We are in a season of open grace. Grace is released like a mighty river for those who can connect to the Spirit of the living God. We are praying tonight to say thank you, Abba Father, for the grace for this season. To God be the glory. Now today, we're going to spend time thanking the Lord. Today we're not going to ask God anything. We're thanking God for everything. We're not going to ask God for anything. We're going to thank God for everything He has done for us. You know, it's a blessing to just thank God for everything He has done for us. So let's begin with a verse in the scripture, please. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 57. Now, all my friends who are signing in on Facebook, please click the share button, please. Let's share to friends. It's going to be an awesome time of prayers, and then we'll break bread at the end. So make sure, please, get some bread, get some drink. Non-alcoholic, okay? Get some bread, get some wine. But no alcoholic, please. Get some bread, get some wine. After the prayer session, we end with bread, breaking of bread. 1 Corinthians 15, 57. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. I love this verse with all my heart. Thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's begin with this verse. Just thank the Lord for the victory He has given us every day of the month, every day, every week of June. Thank the Lord for the victory He has given us already. Raise our voice and thank the Lord. Father, I give you thanks because we won already. Hallelujah. And thanks, celebrating the victory He has given to us. I see the cross of Jesus Christ. I see victory through the cross. I see the empty grave of Jesus. I see victory because of the empty grave. I see Jesus Christ seated on the throne. I thank the Lord for victory, victory for every child of God at the sound of my voice. Just raise our voice. Just proclaim we won already through the blood of Jesus. Raise our voice and pray. We won already in the month of June through the blood of Jesus Christ. I speak into your life, whatever challenge you have been going through, you won the battle already, not because of you, but because of Calvary. Just declare, because of Calvary, I won the battle. Because of the blood of Jesus, I thank you, Abba Father, because we won already. What a blessing to know that we won the battle already. So thanks be to God, because He gives us the victory. So let's get, if you don't mind, get a Bible, maybe get a pen, get a paper, write down some of these things so you can keep you, just to use it maybe anytime you are alone to pray. Let's begin to thank the Lord. Number one, Joseph Tamin, I thank you, Abba Father, for my wonderful family. Wow. Just say, I thank you, Abba Father, for my wonderful family. If you are married, thank God for your wife, your spouse, your children. Raise your voice, begin to thank the Lord. Father, thank you for my wonderful family, for Well Mission family, for my sons and daughters around the world. I thank you, Father, for our children. I give you thanks for the blessed family you have given me, oh God. I thank you that we have a place to sleep and get up in the morning. I give you thanks for a house to stay. Just raise your voice. Thank the Lord for your family. Thank God that you are not in a shelter today. Raise your voice and glorify God. Father, thank you for a beautiful family, a wonderful family, a saved family, a lovely family. Thank the Lord for that family you are. It's just prophesy and say after me, I thank you, Jesus, for my wonderful family, my lovely family, my blessed family. Father, I give you thanks for as many as the sound of my voice. I speak today to thank the Lord. Your family is wonderful family. Your family is blessed family. Your family is precious family. Your family is redeemed family. To God be the glory. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Joseph, thank you, Father, for the good friends that I have. For the friends I have in my life. The blessed friends in my life. Raise your voice and thank the Lord. Father, thank you for the month of June, for wonderful family. I give you thanks for wonderful friends you brought us into. All our friends around the world, I thank you, Jesus, for the friends we have in Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus. I thank you, oh God, for the friends you brought into my life and the friends you will bring in my life in this month. I thank you, Lord, for friends in our lives. Just thank the Lord for your church, for your local assembly. Wherever you fellowship, thank the Lord for your pastor. Thank the Lord for your church. Thank God for the worship team. Thank God for the fellowship. Raise your voice. Father, I give you thanks for our church. Thank God for your local church, for your pastor. I give you thanks for my pastors. Give you thanks for our sons and daughters in the ministry. I give you thanks for Well Mission family. Just thank the Lord for your church. I praise you for being where good things happen. I give you praise for a place to worship where we love God with all our hearts. Thank you, Lord, that I can be in a place where the word of God is preached with soundness, with truth. Oh, and the Holy Spirit. Just thank the Lord for your city. Listen, we are praying by faith by thanking the Lord. Yes, we are praying by faith by thanking the Lord. Thank the Lord for your city. Thank the Lord for your county. Thank the Lord for your zip code. Thank the Lord that God has placed you there. Thank God that city is blessed because you are there. Raise your voice and thank the Lord. Father, I give you thanks for Glendale, Maryland. I give you thanks, oh God, for PG County. I give you thanks for Maryland. I give you thanks, oh God, for USA. I give you thanks for the nations of the world. I give you thanks for every person that is linked up in our lives. We dwell in a safe place. Just say after me, thank you, Jesus. I dwell in a safe county. Raise your voice and thank the Lord. Thank you, Abba Father. I dwell in a safe community. I dwell in a city that is blessed by God. Thank you, Abba Father. You're dwelling in a safe neighborhood. Thank you. Just prophesy. I thank you, Jesus. I'm dwelling in a safe neighborhood. I thank you for the peace in my neighborhood. Hallelujah, Lord. Just say the name of Jesus. I thank you for my work environment. I thank you for my colleague. I give you thanks for my manager. I give you thanks for my staff. Raise your voice and thank the Lord. Father, thank you for the job you have given to each one of us. Just thank the Lord for your job. Thank the Lord for your manager. Thank God for your directors. Thank God for your staff. Just raise your voice and thank the Lord. Father, I give you thanks in the month of June. We begin by thanking the Lord. I give you thanks for our staff. Give you thanks for our colleagues. Give you thanks for the jobs you've given Well Mission sons and daughters. We have the best jobs in the USA. To God be the glory. The Lord, we thank the Lord for every person at the sound of my voice. Thank the Lord. Just say after me, thank you, Jesus, for my wonderful family. Thank you, Jesus, for wonderful Christian friends. Thank you, Jesus, for my church family. Thank you, Jesus, for my community. Thank you, Jesus, for my job. Now, this is important. Let's appreciate God from all our hearts for the source of your income. And we're thanking God that in this month of June, as we praise God, thanking the Lord, He will move in a mighty way in your job site. Raise your voice and glorify God. Father, thank you for every person that is sound of my voice, for the source of your income is blessed. I thank the Lord for that job. I thank the Lord for your manager. I thank God for those working under you. I thank the Lord for your business. I thank the Lord for whatever your projects are that produces income in your life. The Lord be glorified, because God is doing awesome things in this season. To Jesus be the glory. Let's thank the Lord for peace of mind in a troubled world. We watch the news, it's always trouble one way or the other, but we have peace of mind in a busy world. Raise and voice your voice and thank the Lord. Father, thank you. We have peace of mind in a troubled world. I speak today, everywhere you are right now, raise your voice, thank the Lord for the peace like a river in your heart. Father, thank you for as many at the sound of my voice. For those following me online, the peace of God surround you. The peace of God on Monday to Sunday. The peace of God keep your children. The peace of God surround your life. In your going out, you are coming in. We thank you for peace, oh God. Now, this is very important, to know that God deserves the praise for the peace you have. Just raise your voice and say, thank you, Lord. You deserve the praise. You deserve the honor. Lord, you deserve the worship for the peace I have. I can sing. I can smile. I can dance. Thank you, Abba Father, for the peace of mind in a troubled world. Thank you, Father, for help us. Just say, Lord, I thank you for helpers, divine helpers in the month of June. Angels assigned to help me. Thank you for helpers. Raise your voice and thank the Lord. Father, come to say thank you. I see angels everywhere. I see goodness everywhere. I see a divine assistance everywhere. I see men and women from different states being a blessing to us everywhere. I say thank you for all our sisters and brothers in New Mexico, for those in Texas, those in Maryland, those in Africa, those in Asia, all around the world. Thank you, Lord. Hey, we thank you, Jesus, for divine helpers. Just say, I see divine helpers on Monday, on Tuesday, on Wednesday, on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We have divine help. I give you thanks for divine helpers. Just say, Lord, I thank you because my help is already been released. Your helpers have been destined already. Your helpers have been commissioned already. Just say, thank you, Jesus. My divine helpers have been commissioned already. Raise your voice and thank the Lord. Father, I give you thanks because our divine helpers have been commissioned by God already. Our helpers have been positioned already. Every day of your life, I speak in your life, your divine helpers have been positioned already. Divine helpers have been commissioned by God already in the highway, in your job site, in the neighborhood, in the airplane, in the airport, anywhere you find yourself. God says, I have positioned a divine helper to assist you. Wow. Just say after me, say, my God has positioned divine helpers to assist me in life. Can you just confess with boldness? I want to fill your spirit. Say, in the name of Jesus, my God has commissioned and positioned divine helpers to help me along my life. Raise your voice and glorify God. My God has positioned angelic helpers to assist me along life. Oh, my God, be glorified. Jesus deserves the praise. This is for you, somebody. The Almighty God has positioned, has commissioned angelic helpers along your way. Have no fear. It is well by day and by night. There are angels positioned to help you. You are never alone on the highway. You are never alone in that job site. You are never alone in your home. You might stay alone. You are not alone. The Lord has positioned and commissioned divine helpers for everybody at the sound of my voice because of grace. Hallelujah, Lord. To God be the glory. Just say, thank you, Abba Father, for my financial blessings. In the month of June, thank you, Abba Father, for financial provision. Thank you, Abba Father, for financial release. Thank you, Abba Father. Raise our voice and thank the Lord. Father, give you thanks because we see the abundance of the blessings in this month. I give God thanks for the financial provision. I give God thanks for financial blessings. At the sound of my voice, those online, just click that share button and release this word to you. I give God thanks for financial provision. Now, just say after me, thank you, Jesus, for financial miracles in the month of June. Believe it, declare it, and say it. Just say, thank you, Jesus, for financial blessings in the month of June. Don't close your mouth. Raise your voice and pray. Thank you, Jesus, for financial blessings in the month of June. Just say, thank you, Jesus, for great opportunities in the month of June. Now, believe and confess. Just say, thank you, Jesus, for great opportunities in the month of June. I can see them. Raise your voice and thank the Lord. Father, I give you thanks for great opportunities in the month of June. As many as the sound of my voice, we glorify Abba Father for the doors he has opened. Just say, thank you, Jesus, for opportunities you brought in my life, for doors you have opened for the month of June. Raise your voice and thank the Lord. I come to say, thank you, Father, for I see doors open, divine opportunities in your life. Grace has made it possible. Grace has made it possible. I just say, thank you, Father, Lord. Because doors are open. Doors are open. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Joseph, say after me. Say, thank you, Jesus. I see celebrations and celebrations and celebrations. I will celebrate life. I celebrate success. I celebrate peace in the month of June. Thank you, Father, for the success. I celebrate success in the month of June. Raise your voice and thank the Lord. Thank you, Father, for the celebrations of success, celebrations of weddings, celebrations of anniversary, celebrations of promotion. Can somebody thank the Lord? Now, if I were you, I would just start dancing in my house. Say, thank you, Father, for celebration of life, celebration of marriages, celebration of anniversary, celebrations of promotion, celebrating new jobs. Thank you, Father. Just say, thank you, Father, for celebration in the month of June. I celebrate new jobs. I celebrate marriages. I celebrate anniversaries. I celebrate promotions. I celebrate new birth. I celebrate new deliveries. I celebrate divine open doors. Raise your voice and celebrate God. Father, I give you thanks. We celebrate you. I celebrate every blessing. I celebrate you, Father, for marriages. I celebrate the anniversaries. I celebrate birthdays. I celebrate newborn babies. I celebrate new weddings. I celebrate new promotions. I celebrate new open doors. I celebrate new blessings in your life. Raise your voice and make some joyful noise around the world. Father, I come to say thank you. Joseph, after me, thank you, Lord, for, hey, say thank you, Lord, for my family. Thank you for my children. Thank you, Lord, for my church family. Thank you for my community. Thank you for my home. Thank you, Lord, for my colleagues. Thank you for my children. Yes, Lord, thank you, Lord, for peace of mind. Thank you, Lord, for financial blessings. Thank you, Lord, for everything around me is working for my good. To God be the glory. Yes, Lord. Let's thank the Lord for safety in all our travels. Just say, thank you, Father, for safety in my flying, safety in the highway, safety in the job site, safety in my home. Raise your voice and thank the Lord. Father, thank you for total safety, total protection. I come to declare today, everyone at the sound of my voice, the fence of the blood of Jesus Christ secure you. You are under a canopy of the Almighty. As many are under the shadow of the Almighty, you are protected. Thank you, Abba Father, for divine protection in the month of June. As many at the sound of my voice, you are covered by the blood. Just say after me, I thank you, Father. I am covered by the blood. My home is covered by the blood. Your children are covered by the blood. Your job is covered by the blood. Raise your voice and thank the Lord. Father, I give you thanks. Our children are covered by the precious blood of Jesus. Our homes are covered by the precious blood of Jesus. Our jobs are covered by the precious blood of Jesus. Your business is covered by the precious blood of Jesus. Your car is protected. You are going out, you are coming in the airport, in the sea, in the land, in the farm. You are protected by day and by night in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, Lord. Let's thank the Lord. Listen carefully. Just say, thank you, Jesus, for placing me in the right place at the right time. Say, in the name of Jesus, the month of June, I will not miss my time. Thank you, Father, for placing me in the right place at the right time for the right blessing. Raise your voice and thank the Lord. I thank you, Father, for everybody at the sound of my voice. I give you praise for being at the right place at the right time to meet the right person for the right result. To God be the glory. You will be in the right place at the right time for the right connection. Let God manifest it in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank the Lord for being in the right place at the right time to meet the right person for that miracle. To God be the glory. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. This is very important now, please. Lay a hand on your body, please. Say, thank you, Father. I am totally healthy in the month of June. Let's take time to declare. Say, thank you, Father. I am totally healthy in the month of June. Raise your voice and thank the Lord. Thank you, Father. My mind is healthy. My body is healthy. My bones are healthy. I declare for as many as the sound of my voice. Raise your voice and thank the Lord by faith. You are healthy. Thank the Lord for healing you. Thank the Lord for longevity. Thank the Lord. Thanking you, Father, Abba, Father, for total health, total soundness, body, soul, and spirit, total healing in the name of Jesus Christ. Now let's dance, if we can dance and celebrate. Say, thank you, Father, for grace and grace, abundant grace in my life. The river of grace is flowing in my life. Thank you for grace. I have grace in life. Raise your voice and thank the Lord. Father, I give you thanks for grace. We have grace for life, grace for victory, grace to win, grace to study, grace to be born again. Thank you, Abba, Father, for we have found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Listen, Abraham found grace. Isaac found grace. Jacob found grace. Joseph found grace. Moses found grace. We are saved by grace. We are strong by grace. We are sound in the mind by grace. We are serving the Lord by the grace of God. Raise our voice and thank the Lord. Father, I give you thanks because grace is available on my behalf. Thank you for grace, oh God. Be glorified. Now thank the Lord before you take communion, please. Just say, thank you, Father. My prayers have been answered. Thank you, Abba, Father. Raise your voice and thank the Lord. Father, I give you thanks as many on the line. I give you thanks. Our prayers have been answered. You have been praying from January to June. We declare today, thank you, Abba, Father, for answering the prayers of your sons and daughters. Thank you, Abba, Father, because my prayers have been answered. To God be the glory. The Lord be glorified for answering our prayers. Thank you, Abba, Father, Lord. Now let's do some two things. Amen. Let's thank the Lord that you are a blessing to the world. You are a blessing to your family. Thank the Lord that you are a blessing to World Mission. You are a blessing to your household. You are a blessing to your church. You are a blessing to your community. Just see yourself blessing people, providing, you know, making people, making the day of somebody. Say, thank you, Father. I'm a blessing in my city. Raise your voice and thank the Lord. Father, I give you thanks for making us a blessing in the world. To God be the glory. We declare today, to God be the glory for making us a blessing to the world in the month of June. Abba, Father, thank you. You made me a blessing. Just say after me, Abba, Father, thank you for making me a blessing to my world. Hallelujah, Lord. You are not a burden, you are a blessing. Thank you, Abba, Father, for every success you have given me in the month of June. What do you see? I see success. What do you see? I see good result. What do you say? I say favor. What do you say? I say testimonies. So we are thanking the Lord for every success He has positioned ahead of you. We are not failing in this month. We are succeeding. Raise up your voice and work and just thank the Lord. Say, Father, thank you for success in the month of June. June is a month of total success. Our students will succeed in the exams in the name of Jesus Christ. Success in your wedding. Success in your project. Success for our children. Success in that application. We just give you thanks, oh God, for success. Now please get your bread before you take communion, please. Let's do two more things, please. Let's thank the Lord that a dream inside you has come to pass. Thank God by faith. Thank God by faith for the dream that is inside you for 2021. It might look like impossible dream, but thank the Lord for that dream God gave you. I say, Lord, I thank you because this dream will come to pass. Raise your voice and thank the Lord. Father, thank you because the dream we carry will not die. Thank you, Father, for the dream you've given to your sons and daughters, that vision God has placed in your heart. Abba, Father, thank you for the dream like Joseph dreamed his dreams, and those dreams came to pass. So I thank God for you. Now, I want to thank God for you being there. Father, thank you for those you placed in my life to be a blessing. I give you thanks for those you brought into my life as a blessing. I give you thanks to those, every person in Well Mission. I give you thanks for the sons and daughters, for our pastors and deacons and ministers and men, all my friends around the world. To God be the glory in this season of Thanksgiving. Just raise up your hand. Just say, Father, I give you thanks. June is a month of Thanksgiving. My life is full of Thanksgiving. My life is full of smiling. My life is full of dancing. My life is full of rejoicing. The month of June is a month to thank the Lord because God has done it already. Raise your voice and pray. Father, I give you thanks. The month of June is full of thanksgiving. I will thank the Lord for every healing, every provision, every new job opportunity, every opening, every promotion, every raise, every breakthrough. Oh my God, the June babies are coming to manifestation in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord bless you today in Jesus' mighty name. Because of time, let's get you a bread, please. Hallelujah, Lord. We're going to break bread today, please. So if you didn't prepare, just hurry up, get some bread, get some wine, and let's take this bread together, please. This is my divine instruction. Today is 1st of June for those here in U.S. I know those in Cameroon, it's already getting to 11 p.m., almost midnight. And those in Asia, it's already 2nd. But connect with us as you take this bread. In turn to John 6, please. John chapter 6. John chapter 6, please. From verse 54 to 58. Now, wherever you are around the world, connect with this communion and believe God for results in your life. I believe that the presence of God is present. Not only will we break bread, but now while we are praying together, if two can join together by faith and pray, he said, I will be in their midst. So the Lord is present with us. There's no distance in prayer. So connect with the same grace here. John chapter 6 from verse 53. Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. I love this verse 56. That is John 6, 56. You can underline it. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. As the living Father have sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me shall live by me. Wow. He that eateth me shall live by me. 58, please. This is the bread which came down from heaven, not as your father did eat manna, and are dead. He that eateth this bread shall live forever. Make some joyful noise to the Lord. What a blessing. He that eateth this bread. So Jesus Christ, you know, his body is the bread we eat. His blood is the wine we drink. And he said, do this every day as you remember what I did for you on the cross. We see the cross of Calvary, and we see that Jesus offered his body for us on that cross. Jesus offered his body for us. He was beaten, he was tortured, and by his stripes we were healed. So he took our pain, he carried our sorrow. So please, raise up your bread, please. Whoever you are, raise up your bread, please. Get some bread, please. Hallelujah. Just say after me, say, in the name of Jesus, I believe in my heart and I declare with my mouth that Jesus Christ carried my pain on the cross. Just say after me, I believe in my heart, I declare with my mouth that my Lord Jesus Christ carried my sickness on the cross. He carried my infirmity on the cross. He carried every curse on the cross. He carried every trouble of my life on the cross, and he nailed it on that cross. And I believe that I receive life as I take this bread, as I take this by faith in the name of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. I dwell in Jesus, and Jesus Christ dwells in me. My mouth is blessed. No, just say after me, my mouth is blessed. No enemy can succeed against me this month. Just confess in the name of Jesus, by this communion, my mouth is blessed. No enemy can succeed against me in the name of Jesus Christ. Take the bread in Jesus' name. Yes, Lord. In the same way, Jesus took the wine and he said, this is the blood of the new covenant, the covenant of grace. Just say after me, I believe in the blood of the new covenant. Confess with boldness, I believe in the blood of the new covenant, the covenant of grace. My past is over. My guilt is over. My failures are over. My weaknesses are over. I receive grace. I receive the Spirit. I receive victory through the blood of the Lamb. I declare today through the blood of Jesus, I declare Jesus dwells in me and I dwell in Jesus Christ. My life is blessed and no enemy will succeed against me this month. My faith is in the name of Jesus Christ, and by the blood of Jesus, we overcome the enemy. Take it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Lord. Just raise up your hand. Just thank the Lord for dying on the cross for you. Thank the Lord for giving you salvation. Just thank the Lord for providing for us the means to reconcile with the Abba Father. And thank the Lord that it is well with the righteous. Raise your voice and thank the Lord. Father, give you thanks for giving us the privilege to receive salvation. Thank you, Father, for the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. To God be the glory. Jesus dwells in me. Jesus dwells in me. I dwell in Jesus. Just say after me, thank you, Father. Jesus Christ dwells in me. And I dwell in Jesus. I won my battles already. Your mom is blessed in Jesus' name. Now listen, in case you want to give a seed for the, you want to give an offering for the month of June, feel free. You want to give a seed for and visit our website, worldmissioninc.org. Follow the link down and give. Or you can give by Cash App or Zelle or any means. Give me a call. The Lord bless you. The Lord shine His face upon you. The Lord be gracious to you and give you peace. Your money is blessed. Go and prosper. Go and subdue your enemies. Go and win your battles. Go and break forth. Go and see the hand of the Lord. Go with the power of the Holy Ghost and subdue the enemies. No devil will frighten you. The power of God dwells in you. Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world.